tonight. How much did you want that for Adam? You did it with the bat and the glove.
Yes, I'm. Since the game started, I was just emotional. I don't know why, but I know he's been battling a lot of stuff, and he's been pitching the best way he can this year. And I'm glad that he was able to reach to the 200 mark on wins, and I'm glad that I was behind the plate for him.
Yeah, he's faced him hundreds of times on the other side. Did that look like the guy from 7-8 years ago who wasn't 42, who was in his 30s?
Man, it's way different, but tonight I was just part of his history, and I'm glad that I was there. And I'm just I was just putting myself in his shoes and going and just wondering about his emotions and looking at his face. And tonight was just like he was telling me something that he wanted this so bad, and I was doing my best behind the plate and on the plate to help him to get to that mark.
What so is that his face in the dugout on the mound when he's looking at when you say?
No,
you saw
I mean what I was looking at his face when in that dugout after the inning was over, and he was telling me that he wanted so bad. I didn't ask him anything. And I didn't, once he came out of the game, I didn't hug him or anything. I didn't say anything all the way until we won the game. Because I was like, I don't want to say anything yet, you know. I want to win first and then give him a hug, because if somebody deserves to get to 200, he's in.
After you hit the home run, the energy level is to 100. But how do you could keep your composure, knowing that there's still work to be done?
Yeah, especially against a good team like the Brewers. I mean, we know that Wayno he's having a great year, a great career, and this season has been a little tough on him. But he's never give up. And tonight he shows up that if you want it and if possible, you'll get it. From pitch one, he was executing pitches. He was getting a lot of weak contacts, and we weren't in the same pitch as never before. but I'm glad that he made really, really good pitches, and he trusts his staff tonight.
Wilson, after the final out was secured, you seemed to be overcome with emotion, and that carried on through the next 10, 20 minutes or so. Where did that come from, and how much of that was being happy for Adam and also knowing how much you contributed to this?
I know that I didn't get the full 200 win with him. I know he's been here for 16, 17 years, I don't know. But when I signed here, he was one of the main factors why I came here. And just being in this team on his side, just watching him go through his business, how he acts, how well he's taking care of his teammates, it means a lot to me. And I wish I could accomplish something in my career that I would feel that proud like he feels right now.
This is a historic night for Adam, certainly, but you're a big part of this now forever, Brad. You're in the videos, you hit the home run. What's that mean for you, that this is a night that at the end of your season here, at the end of your first year here, you're a part of this franchise forever, period, just being involved?
Yes, I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad that I've been able to stay healthy throughout the season. I know that the season didn't go as planned, but we're here to get better, and that's what Wayno chose. And for me to be able to be behind the plate tonight and be able to hit a homer and help him get to 200, it means a lot. I know that I've been accomplished a lot of things in my life that I'm really proud of, and tonight is one of those nights where I feel proud and a night that I will never forget.
Hey, Wilson, you've seen Adam Wainwright as an opponent for many, many years. You've seen the St. Louis fans. Now you're on his team. You're on the field literally tonight. Can you describe this connection between the St. Louis fans and Adam Wainwright?
Man, it's really cool. I mean, I know that, like I said, he's been pitching for a lot of years with one team, and the fans has always had his back. And tonight they show up, and they were cheering from pitch one, and it got chills still, and remember every pitch and every out that we made. I mean, especially as against a good team like the Brewers, and the connection that we have with the fans is really cool. I can't imagine just clinching to the playoff anytime soon, and just look at the atmosphere that's going to be here.
Mark Canna for the Brewers. Apparently, he was standing on second, and he said, "This feels like a movie." the old guy down, you know?
Man, be honest, yes. I was, while we were in the bullpen, I knew some people was like bothering him. I was like, hopefully he shows up tonight and pitch a good game. But it felt like a movie. He's right. I'm not gonna say he's not. There's a movie that reminds me of him a lot. I think it was, I can't remember the name of the movie, but I think he should do a Netflix show or documentary. That I'll be honest, like, that's honest. I mean, if he wanted, he'd do it, we'd do it, and everybody would watch it. I would watch it. I'll be the first one to watch it. I don't know. I'll be there. If you want me to be there, I'll be there. But, man, I'm just happy for him, for his family, and glad that I was able to be behind the plate and part of him.
What have you learned from Wainwright this year and just the amount of adversity he's had to push through this season?
Man, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are. You have to take care of the man in front of the jersey, about the team. It's not about him. It's just about the team. And he shows that from day one that he texted me. Just like, and that's a guy that everybody would love to have in the team.
Wilson, when you come out to him during the Donaldson at bat in the seventh, what did Waino say to you? He said maybe the pitch com he couldn't quite hear.
Apparently he, I'm pretty sure he called the pitch and didn't hear it because he was loud. And I was like, then I called a different pitch and said no. I was like, okay, let me make sure that we were in the same pitch. And then I went out there. He wanted a pitch, and I was like, okay, let's do it. And I can't remember the inning. It was a six or seven where Marmo came out. And I said to myself, nah, kid, this can't happen. I was like, I was almost telling Wayne, no, don't let him pull you out. Okay? But I'm glad that Oliver made that decision to leave him, and he was pitching a great game. I mean, a lot of weak contacts. I don't think there was a hard hit. And I mean, tonight is a night to remember forever.